In 2017, a story took the internet by storm. An artist and creator named Adam Ellis went on Twitter and posted something that immediately caught people's attention. He said, "I think my apartment is being haunted by the ghost of a dead child, and it's trying to kill me." Welcome back to Macabre Mondays, where mystery meets the macabre with your favorite deadly married duo. I'm Ale.
And I'm Tom.
Your guides through the strange, the sinister, and the spooky.
Which?
Which what?
What's tonight?
A spooky episode!
I was like,
a spooky episode? Or I thought you were going to mention, I thought you were trying to talk about how it's our 66th episode, which is insane.
Which doesn't help the fact that tonight's a spooky episode.
And we got some double sixes.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is throw another one in there.
We're good.
Really amp up the notch. Now, I'm so excited for you to listen to this one because I know it's going to scare the fuck out of you.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact it's going to freak you out because it freaked me out. That's why last night I was like putting together your PowerPoint and I was like, ooh, chills. And I got so spooked up that I had to wake him up.
I value my sleep a lot.
I had to wake him up.
She woke me up. And the whole time I felt so out of it that all I remember, I just kept asking, what happened? What's going on? What happened? What'd you hear? And I keep getting told, nothing. I just got spooked.
Yeah. It was so funny because he looked like he was in the year 3000 and he woke up. He's like,
why has that been your reference the last few days?
I can't help
it. You sleep deep. I feel like I just woke up. I don't even know if I think I was in the year 3000. Me deep sleeping, waking up last night.
Like he was
you
in the
looked
year
like
3000.
You were in the year 3000.
I'm just dramatizing it. That's why. But also the year 3000 is a Jonas Brothers reference for anybody that knows. But anyways, where are we headed today? Spooky, oogly, googly bear.
Let's see.
Let's look at the globe. Okay, we're in the States.
All right.
We're in the East Coast.
East Coast. Okay. Northwest.
North.
Northwest. I meant north, south. North.
I understood what you meant. North.
Have we been here before?
We have been here before.
Okay. Have we called this place a home?
You have, for sure.
Okay, New York.
Yes, that's where we're going.
All right.
You're so good.
Now, what are we doing?
All right, we're going to New York Whatever. Well, we're actually going to talk about a story that came from a very, very talented artist named Adam Ellis. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay, so he's a very talented illustrator and writer, but he's also a really talented storyteller. He does some funny, but also spooky horror, like comic strips.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and look at your slides.
I feel like I recognize this guy.
Maybe. I don't know. I've been following him for a long time, but he actually worked at BuzzFeed from 2013 to 2018. Some of their prime years, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted to work at BuzzFeed, I remember at this time.
That, I was going to say, that was
prime.
The peak BuzzFeed.
That's also pre-COVID. It's so hazy thinking about life pre-COVID.
No, for real.
And I'm like, oh my God, what once was yet again life? Oh, a butterfly.
What?
Well, anyways, in 2017, he started tweeting and documenting about a ghost in his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts documenting everything that happens in a Twitter thread in case he were to ever go missing. Because he was starting to experience some really weird and strange behavior.
Yay.
Yes.
Well, we know which one of us might not be sleeping tonight. And it's probably both of us.
No, it literally is. So this story officially starts on August 7th of 2017.
Okay.
Adam tweets that he thinks his apartment is being haunted by a ghost of a dead child and that it's actually trying to kill him.
Oh, that's great.
Which, yeah, it's already pretty wild to start a Twitter thread. Now, also remember, this is a time now it's X, right? But this is also prime Twitter years as well. We got to think about where people are tweeting. And like that was like a common thing that everybody was doing, especially between these years.
That was where we started getting updates for school closures and stuff. Yeah. You would just get on Twitter.
Yeah, now not really. It's like huge.
No.
Not really. After X. But anyways, so So he starts tweeting about this, and he says that the first time he sees this child, he was actually experiencing sleep paralysis.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and he wakes up in the middle of the night completely frozen, and at the foot of his bed, he has a green rocking chair. Okay, it's like it looks like one of those IKEA green rocking chairs.
Okay.
Okay. And sitting in it, he sees a child just staring at him.
Mm.
But
love that.
The creepy thing is that he notices right away that something is off with him. The kid's head is badly misshapen. Like it's,
oh Jesus!
Yeah, like it's been dented on one side.
Oh,
I know. And so he actually, because he's a talented illustrator as well, he actually draws an illustration, so you can kind of get an idea of how this said dead child that is haunting his apartment looks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
Tom needed a second there. Okay.
Let's continue.
So when he wakes up in the middle of the night frozen, right, he notices this kid is just sitting on the green rocking chair. And the kid doesn't move at all. He just sits there staring. But then he stands up and he slowly starts shuffling its way towards Adam in the bed. Now, mind you, he's got sleep paralysis, so he can't really move or say much. And he's just stuck. So right before this kid reaches him, he wakes up screaming. Now, mind you, this is happening in, like, he is tweeting about this, okay? It's a thread, mm-hmm. okay? It's a thread. He's tweeting about this. He's updating people, right? A few nights later after that, he has another dream. And this time, he's not in his bedroom. He's actually in a library. And there's this woman who walks up to him and asks him something really specific. And she says, "You've seen Dear David, haven't you?"
Oh, goodness.
And he's confused, like, who? What the hell are you talking about? And she tells him, "Dear David, you saw him." Then she explains to him the rules. She says that the child is dead and he only appears at midnight. But if Adam sees him again, he can ask him two questions. He just has to say, "Dear David," first. And that's when she gives him a warning. Never try to ask a third question, because if he does, Dear David will kill him.
Oh, what the f...
So that's the whole dream. That's the second dream that he has in the library, okay? And a couple weeks go by and nothing really happens. So naturally, he starts to shake it off. He's like, you know what? I might have just had a nightmare.
I'd be calling somebody.
Yeah.
I'd be calling somebody. Hey, I need a cleanse.
What is going on? Yes.
I need a priest.
Just you wait, because there's a lot more to this story.
Oh, that's fun.
That is, I mean, not
no
just
joke.
That
I'm
simple.
Looking and I can tell there's got to be a lot more, because my little scroll bar is like this
tiny, whiny.
tiny thing. And there's a lot to go.
Yeah. So this is another thing, too. He's documenting this. Like, we're going to be showing, I'll post as much as I can on socials. Definitely for people who are watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see it because I'll add it. But he is uploading pictures, videos. Like, there is, you'll see, because he starts trying to look at things from a logical perspective. Like, this has to make sense somehow. Like,
I feel, yep.
Yeah. Feel and you'll that. See. So a couple weeks go by, nothing really happens. So naturally, he starts to shake it off. But then he has another dream. Same setup as the first one. He's back in his bed and the child is there again. David is there again.
Okay.
Sitting in the rocking chair near the window in his bedroom, just staring at him. And this time, Adam remembers what the girl ends up telling him. So he actually does it. He speaks to him.
Fuck that.
And he said, no, I'm telling you, Adam's got like balls of steel.
Yeah, I would have looked at him and been like, David, do you need me to help you find your mom?
Yeah. So, okay.
And then
so,
instantly I would have gone, shit, that was the first question.
Right. Okay.
Don't ask anymore.
So he asked David a question. He says, "Dear David, how did you die?" And the kid says, "An accident in a store." So Adam asks a second question, "Dear David, what happened in the store?" And the kid says, "A shelf was pushed on my head."
No shit.
And now Adam's already really uneasy, as you can imagine, but he actually keeps going without thinking, and he asks one more question.
Oh, shit.
On
Adam.
Accident.
Adam.
And he says, "Who pushed the shelf?" But this time, the kid doesn't answer. And that's when it hits Adam that he just asked the third question. The one thing that the girl in that second dream at the library told him not to do, right? But after he makes his realization, he wakes up and he's shook. He is shook. So after that, he tries to look into it. He's actually Googling deaths in the city, trying to find out about a child named David, maybe dying in a store or a freak accident or something like that. Mm-hmm. But nothing comes up.
Okay.
So after all of that, things go quiet for a bit. Nothing really happens. And mind you, let me mention this too. Like, so he lives in a two-story building, and originally he lived in the first floor, and then he got an opportunity to move upstairs, which was like, I guess, bigger, mm-hmm. and it was just better for him. So he did. And this is when he started experiencing
some
situations. Well, mind you, he's also trying to brush it off. Maybe it's just nightmares, right? He's just having like a sleep paralysis demon or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after that, things go quiet for a bit, right? Nothing really happens. No dreams, no signs, nothing that would really make him think that this is still going on. But then something changes. Adam says that for the past few nights, his cats have been doing something really strange. Right around midnight, they both walk over to the front door and just sit there staring at it.
Oh, hell no.
Not scratching or really trying to get out, but they're staring and they're also meowing at the door. Now, he's got two cats. And another thing to keep in mind with this story, too, is that what is it that they say that usually animals are a lot more sensitive to the paranormal
and stuff? Yeah.
So especially dogs and cats. I don't know about every other animal, but I know that's what I've always heard. So this already adds another freaky, spooky element to, because why are the cats doing this at midnight? Now you're freaking me the fuck out.
I would tell the cats, nope, you're sleeping outside.
Yeah. No, you're so mean. Well, also, you have more experience with cats because I've never had a cat. You have. So you'll see, too, because his cats play a huge part into this.
Oh, it was terrifying, too, because I had a cat at one point that, no joke, I'd be laying in bed. He'd come sprinting up onto the bed.
Right.
And then he'd just randomly start staring into the corner of the room.
Oh, my God. That would freak me out.
And I would just be looking, and then, because I would sleep with Buddha would just wake up and look at the same way. And instantly seeing both of them look at the same direction,
right.
I'm going,
that doesn't feel good.
Okay, what the hell is over there?
No, yeah.
Stay away. Stay over there. I don't know what you guys are looking
right.
at. And then all of a sudden, he would smack Buddha in the face and take off running. And I was just like, what
just happened?
Cats are
just funny from what I hear. Yeah, cats are just funny. But remember Scrappy used to do that?
Yes.
Well, he wouldn't come running and slap Buddha, but he would literally stare
imagine.
At, like, a blank wall or something, and
mm-hmm.
and it would be so strange because we're like, what are you looking at? Stop doing that, buddy. Mm-hmm. Don't
we
do
blamed
it anymore.
It on the fact he was going blind.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, so the cats aren't really trying to do much other than meowing at the door. Like, there's something or someone on the other mm-hmm. side.
Oh, this is great.
So he posts some photos of the cats at his front door, and he also posts a photo with him holding a clock, so you can see it's midnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a video. It's okay.
All right.
Right? You know, they're just going to sit there and look at the door exactly at midnight. Like, that's not freaky at all. But at first, you could really kind of, you know, brush that off. Because like you said, you were even giving an example. Like, cats do weird things, right? Sometimes they get fixated on random things,
yeah.
just like any animal. But the problem is that this starts becoming a pattern. It's starting to happen same time every night at midnight.
That's great.
And then one night, Adam says that he gets this really weird feeling and decides to look through his peephole.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
And he looked through the peephole and thought that he saw something move.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's on edge. He opens the door and turns on the hallway light, and there's nothing there. It's completely empty. But his cats are still freaked out. Their fur is puffed up. Their tails are bushy. Like, they're reacting to something.
Okay.
And that's when he says something that kind of shifts everything. And he tweets at one point and he says, I think dear David found me.
What the hell?
So he thinks that he sees something moving. And at first, he second guesses it. He's like, you know what? Maybe it's just a smudge or bad lighting or something. So he opens mm-hmm. the door. He sees nothing again and takes another photo. So he actually takes a photo of the peephole, which you'll see.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the first peephole, like you see, is just like a... He shows like a photo of his the people and then also the hallway, how it looks with like his shoes and everything. Nothing really out of the ordinary until he actually looks closer and he notices that there's like a little weird.
Oh, shit.
There's like something solid in the first photo compared to the second photo after he rubs. And he's like, you know, maybe it's a smudge, right? Maybe it's just something. And he says, like, I don't know. I took a second photo from inside. There was something out there, though. Like, it just feels weird. But okay.
That's wild.
So he's freaked out. He locks the door, gets into bed, and he can still hear his cat meowing at the door. I know. And his cat's also, his cat at this point, like when he opened the door, like he was, his cat was reacting really weird. Like he got like bushy tailed and he was a little bit, you know, freaked out. Like something was going on. So he actually goes ahead and even puts a rim of salt at the door because the belief is that if you do that, right, it won't kind of allow any, it won't allow any unwanted spirits or evil spirits through, kind of protecting your space.
I'd put a line of salt there. And then every day during the day, I'd put another salt line further away from my door. That way I keep pushing it further away.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So he does it from inside and he even posts a photo. And he also posts a photo of his cat at night, which is so freaky because you see their eyes are like glowing. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of spooky. It does not help the situation.
Oh, man. Buddy, I would have... I'm looking at the salt line. I would have had... I also love the... I don't even know if this is the right kind of salt. That would be me in those situations.
He was like, I'm not sure if this is even the right kind of salt.
But I'm going to just be honest. I would have been pouring the thickest, heaviest line of salt. People would have come in and just thought that I dumped salt everywhere because I would have been making sure that thing would have been like 5 inches thick.
Well, one of the things to definitely take into account here is that the whole time he's tweeting, it's a long thread. Like the link is in, what is it? I'll put the link in the description if you guys want to go and read it for yourselves. It's a long Twitter thread, and he's got several threads because a lot goes into this, but he's really from the jump trying to brush this off, like, you know what, because nobody wants to deal with fucking ghosts in their apartment. Like, I want to go to sleep, I already gotta go to work, I gotta pay bills, I gotta take them out,
especially
life.
In New York.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but anyone that has ever been to New York City, there's the wow, it's so touristy, it's so cool, then there's a lot of deaths. And a lot of
there's so much history and stuff too.
That happens all throughout New York City.
All throughout New York City. Yeah, no, seriously, it's so true. It's beautiful. It's a city that never sleeps for a reason. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, he feels like whatever he's dreaming about is starting to show up in his space. He can't really he can't really quite explain it, but he's just like, I don't know, this is feeling really weird. Okay. But before he goes to bed, the cats are back at the door doing their nighttime routine. Then the next night, it's quiet, and he actually tweets that he's going to download a sleep talk app to record himself while he sleeps, just to see if anything happens during the night.
Freaking weirdo. Why would you ever do that?
I'm telling you, Adam's got a ball. Gets balls of steel. Balls of steel, okay? So before he goes to bed, the cats are back at the door doing their same new nighttime routine. But this time, his cat Maxwell starts acting even weirder. He's being extra talkative, like he's trying to tell Adam something. And Adam says himself in a tweet that he thinks his cat is like trying to warn him.
Cat's like, look, motherfucker, there's a guy out there.
I don't
he's
know
got
what's
a
going
knife.
On. Yeah.
And he said he's not here for either of us, but he's here for your ass.
What is it? The 10 things I hate was like, no, is it that one? It's like, Katie's got a gun.
Janie's
got a gun.
That's not 10 things I hate about
no,
you.
Which was
that's
that one?
Aerosmith.
No, is it? No, yes. Hold on. Janie's got a gun. Oh, it is. Stop it. Wow, is that the Mandela effect? I could have sworn.
No.
Oh.
That is literally Aerosmith always and
Okay, relax, because with the Mandela effect, you were all like, Pikachu does have a black tip on his tail.
You don't remember the... And then it goes...
No, I'm thinking about a movie scene.
Oh. What are you
movie
thinking
scene.
Of?
Movie scene. Yes. Here, hold on.
Not another teen movie.
Janie's got a gun. Janie Briggs got a gun.
She's got a gun!
Oh my
She's
Lord.
Got a gun! What? Oh, they actually pushed and tried to arrest her.
So run away from the pain.
Take it easy, miss.
No.
Yo, that's hilarious. I've never seen that in my life.
That's why I was thinking, I didn't know that was an Aerosmith song. That's
oh
funny.
My gosh. Yes.
They tase her. Yeah.
And that's literally how the song starts.
Song is,
you hear the.
Oh, God, that was so funny. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, a few days later, Adam tweets again, because also, mind you, if you guys see his tweets, he's starting to get a lot more likes, a lot more comments, a lot more follows. Like, people are starting to, there's traction going.
I'd be thinking, thank the Lord, somebody will tell my story when I die.
So he tweets, and you could tell he's trying to brush things off still, like things are normal, and he's just trying to convince himself. And he tweets, something weird just happened, but take it with a grain of salt. He buys a Polaroid camera, nothing serious. He literally says they're fun and dorky. So he decides to take a few photos around his apartment. He's just messing around with it at this point, okay? You can go ahead on your slides.
As I'm literally looking around because I'm like, well, the air's not on, the fan's not on, but all the candles are moving a lot.
Oh, the candles? You're starting to get spooky. I don't like this.
Okay, Polaroid, cool.
So at first, everything looks normal. He takes a photo of his living room, his bedroom, even the rocking chair where he first saw David in his bedroom. Mm-hmm. Nothing really stands out, okay? But then he walks into the hallway and he takes a photo. But when it develops, it comes out completely black.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. I mean, the camera probably just messed up.
Right. He's thinking logically at the point. He's like, it's probably either bad film or a camera glitch, yeah, or something simple. Yeah. He's like, so he tests it. He opens a brand new pack of films, even breaks one open to check it. And the film is completely normal. It starts out white like it does in the Polaroid films. Okay. So now there's no obvious issue. He's like, okay, the camera seems to work fine. The film works. So he tries again. Same spot, same lighting, another photo in his hallway. But again, completely black. And at this point, he starts second guessing himself. Maybe he covered the lens. Maybe it's something he's doing without realizing. So he tests that too. He takes a photo with his finger covering the lens. And he posts a photo. There's a photo left with him covering the lens. And right is,
The hallway.
Just the hallway without covering the lens. But the results still don't match. The covered lens photo that he takes is still black, but it's like hazy. And it's blocked like you'd expect, right? Yeah. But the hallway photo is just pure black at this point. Still no detail, no shape, or nothing. And so now this is the moment that it starts to not feel like coincidence almost, right? Because now it's like every time he points that Polaroid into the hallway, something's happening in the hallway. So he records himself taking the photos just to prove that he's not messing it up somehow. Because people are also commenting at this point, like he's posting about
it.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are like, well, that is weird
that's true.
Yeah.
Valid.
Okay, now I'm gonna take a photo of the hallway just to show you what that's like. And as you can see, the first one has already developed. So let's see what this one does. That's gonna take a minute. But it is developing black. So I don't know.
So he records himself taking the photos. And in the video, you can see that he takes one Polaroid photo of his living room, right? Like normal. And then he takes another one of the hallway. But even in the video of him doing this, the same thing happens. The Polaroid photo spits out, and as you see it processing in the video, it's just turning straight black. And so now he even tweets it. He doesn't really know why he's still messing with it, but he's trying to make sense of it. He needs to have like a logical explanation for why it's happening.
Okay.
So he tries one last test. He steps further back. He takes the same shot again of the hallway, but this time using his phone. And then using the Polaroid.
Okay.
The phone shows everything. The hallway, the doorway, the lights on, the depth, like everything. You literally, you're just look as if you're there.
Yeah.
But then the Polaroid is just darkness. And it is so creepy looking because you see the side-by-side photo of the phone photo compared to the Polaroid photo.
Yeah.
And the hallway is just pitch black in the Polaroid photo.
Oh.
Yes.
My.
The left one is with his phone. The right one is with the Polaroid. And the hall light is
goodness
on.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Which... You're like, we're in for a ride.
I don't like it at all, because you also see that, I mean, everything is getting discolored, and you can tell he's got the exposure up and everything. Uh-huh. So in theory, you should see something, even if the light was off in the hallway.
Exactly. Why does the hallway look like a bottomless, soulless pit? Isn't that creepy?
Because it is.
Yes.
Wait, buddy, Adam, where's your salt line? Your door is wide open. Where's your salt line?
Oh, that's a good point. So the next day, people even suggest to him that maybe he should try to sage his apartment because...
Facts.
Yeah, exactly what you said, right?
I'd get the fire department called on me. I would have hotboxed the apartment full of sage.
The whole apartment and everything, I know, for real. And so he actually does it. He gives it a shot. And he says, honestly, he tweets. He's like, honestly, I don't think this is going to help, but I'm open to trying anything. Because lately, he hasn't really been able to sleep either. He hasn't been getting good sleep.
No shit.
Yes.
Dude, if you were working at BuzzFeed, I'd be sleeping in the offices.
No, for real. So, but then that night, he barely sleeps again. And he even tweets, I kept waking up feeling like something was wrong. But then the next day, he confirms it. He says he hasn't seen David for a while, okay? But he knows that he's back. Because he has a dream, and in the dream, the room is filled with smoke. It's hazy. It's hard to see. But across the room... he sees David sitting there in that damn green chair again. Mm-hmm. But this time, he's different. He's actually smaller. He looks like almost shrunken. And he doesn't move or speak, just sits there looking at him. But Adam says at this point, it feels like it's a bad omen. So now we jump forward a few days, and his cats are still acting strange. But now they're starting to show up at the door earlier. It's not just midnight anymore. Now they're showing up at 10 p.m. And this time, they're crying for about 15 minutes. Then walking away like nothing happened. And he says something was feeling off, but he wasn't really sure what, and that there's other weird stuff that's been happening too. So earlier in the thread, he actually, like I told you earlier, he was going to download a sleep talking app, right? That would record any time that it picked up any noise in the middle of the night.
Terrible idea, in my opinion, but go ahead.
He's trying to get a solution. I get it.
I don't want to know.
And then he notices that every night since he started, around 3 a.m., there's a weird electrical static that shows up. And it would last about 5 minutes.
The witching hour.
Witching hour, yes. So now we have the creepiest pattern you can even think of, right? We've got the cat's cow.
I woke up at 3 a.m. like 3 days ago.
I know.
Remember? And I even told you, I was like, guys, I'm not even joking. 3 days ago or so, I woke up and I felt it in my soul when I woke up. I was like, why does it feel like it is like 3:05? I don't know why, but I feel like it's 3:05. I sat up.
That's creepy.
I saw the echo at the end of on the dresser at the end of the bed. And sure enough, 3:05 on the dot. My phone is on sleep mode. It's its face up, but that wasn't even on. Everything was black. My Apple Watch wasn't even on that night because for whatever reason, out of all the nights, this was one of the few nights I decided to go to bed without wearing it to track my sleep. And I woke up at 3:05. Let me tell you, when I had that feeling, and now you're talking about this, I don't like it.
It says, you can imagine, he's literally kind of, he's got the midnight cats, right? He's got the 3 a.m. witching hour calls like you did. In the hallway, the dreams, it's freaky, okay?
I'm not liking this.
But then one morning, he wakes up and he says that the entire apartment is shaking. He even tweeted saying it felt like a small earthquake happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the thing is that there were no reports or confirmation that there even earthquake. Yeah. So now he's starting to question what that even was. Which, mind you, you know, I lived in Jersey my whole life practically. And no joke, we were like a train stop away from New York. So we were like I could see New York from my apartment pretty much.
It was so cool.
Yeah. And I remember there were times growing up where I would randomly feel an earthquake type of thing. It would be quick. Yeah. And but there would be no reports about it. So I'm also like wondering if that's just maybe like a city thing with like the shifting of plates or something. I don't fucking know.
It could be. But at the same time where you lived, I don't feel like it was.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Mainly because even when I lived in Queens, you would feel the subways and trains like going
rattling and
because
stuff,
they were right freaking there.
Under there, yeah. Yeah, it's so true. No, but it's just because I saw the earthquake thing. I'm like, I wonder if there's a connection there. Because I remember growing up, it's not like it was happening every weekend.
Yeah.
I think I maybe experienced it twice my whole life, but still it was so random that I remember being like, what the fuck was that? Either that, it was an earthquake, or a Freaky Friday switch up. And like, we didn't even realize what was going on. Because you know how in the movie when they switch up, there's an earthquake? Who fucking knows? So there's no reports or confirmation that that really was an earthquake. So now he's starting to question what the hell that even was. But even by now, he says, there's got to be a logical explanation. Again, he brushes it off. And at this point, people are trying to tell him that he should most likely move.
Agreed.
But he makes a good point. He's like, there's really no guarantee that just because I move, it won't come with me.
You know, also agreed.
Right. So he's even tweeting that he's starting to feel unsafe in his own home. And one Friday night, there was a severe thunderstorm warning that was supposed to hit. And it actually never hits for some reason. But it gets weirder because he falls asleep early and he wakes up with a bruise on his arm.
My boy. Run. God damn.
That's the bruise. Okay. Stop, because you have a bruise on your forearm,
too.
You
don't remember? I had no idea how I got it.
Yo, stop. You're freaking me out right now. Stop.
Baby, I'm not enjoying this episode at all now.
Stop. You're getting freaked out. You're freaking me out.
You're freaking out. I'm the one with the bruise. I'm the one that woke up at 3:05.
I know.
Hold on. I got to confirm something real quick.
Oh, God. What are you confirming?
I'm looking at my sleep pattern last night. Okay, no, we're good. I was asleep between 3 and 4.
Perfectly okay, fine. You were fine. So
no
you were,
wakes.
Yeah. It could have just been, it was just a random time you woke up,
baby. I still had a bruise, literally almost in the exact same spot.
Exact same location, actually. That
except
is kind of
on my
weird.
Right arm, not my left.
Did Dear David visit you?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, he wakes up with a huge bruise on his arm, and he said he had a dream.
Go!
That David was dragging him by his arm through an abandoned warehouse. Okay.
Oh, I didn't have that.
Okay. Well, he
at least
couldn't.
I don't think I did.
Well, he said he couldn't fight back or anything, but he wakes up with this bruise. And even at this point, he's still trying to rationalize. He's, you know, maybe I hurt myself earlier in the day, didn't realize it. Maybe, you know, maybe something happened that carried into the dream, right? But then something happens outside the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, if it wasn't already uncomfortable, it's going to get even more uncomfortable.
Oh, that's
okay?
Great. I just want you to know, as well as listeners, this is 1,000% the worst episode we have ever recorded in the sense of how
spooky,
terrible wookie. And spooked I've felt.
I know.
We've done totally so many of these episodes. I have felt numb. I watched The Exorcism of Elizabeth Rose. Emily Rose. What the fuck ever. But I watched all that. Didn't feel a thing. I felt like I've been becoming numb. I don't think I'm numb anymore.
Yeah, this it amps it up. You know what makes it even spookier is that there is actual recorded. Like he's recording this in real time. Yes. He's documenting it. So he's walking to get coffee in the morning, same route that he usually always takes. And when he takes his route, he passes a warehouse that's a food cart repair depot. And he says it is always busy, like insanely busy, especially on the weekends. Except this time it's a Saturday and it's completely empty. As you can see, he posts photos of the warehouse and the doors open. So it's not just empty like, oh, you know, nobody's there. It's gutted, abandoned, like somebody's been there, hasn't been there in a long time. So he goes inside because he's got a ball.
Why would you do this?
And he looks around because he's just so shocked. Like, he's like, dude, no way. This place is empty after all these years that it's been there. And when he goes inside, there's only one thing left. A single chair.
Okay, no. It's New York, guys.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, but all the time, I'm telling you, I've walked past so many sketchy areas. and all that's there is a random ass chair.
I agree.
With some trash cans.
I agree.
Kind of like this photo.
Now, I will say, like, he does tweet that he says it's a green chair. It doesn't look green to me, but I wonder if it's just the lighting, maybe, because it's so dark in there.
To me, yeah.
It looks black or brown or something. Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe it's a dark green chair. I don't know. It's a chair. It doesn't matter. It's fucking creepy. And immediately, he starts making the connection, right? The first time he met David, he was sitting in a chair. And also, his dream, David was dragging him through an abandoned warehouse. What a weird coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's even creepier. When he leaves to get his coffee and comes back, the warehouse is closed again. Like, it was never opened. So he's like, whatever, you know what?
That's really weird.
That is weird. So now he's like, what the fuck? The chair, the dream, the bruise, the hallway. He keeps trying to stay grounded and give off logical explanations because now he's saying it. He says it plainly. He's like, too many strange things are happening. And they're happening a lot more often, more consecutively. And then he ends it like this. I don't know. It was just a strange weekend. A few days later, something new starts happening. He starts getting phone calls late at night. Around 10:30. Yeah, around 10:30 p.m. Same thing every night.
The spam callers got their time zones wrong. That's all.
True. There's no caller ID, right? And they're just calling over and over and over again.
Okay, now that's weird.
And at first, he's shrugging it off. He even posts a screenshot of his call log, so you can go ahead and see that. And he's shrugging it off. He's thinking it's a telemarketer or a spam, whatever. But then he thinks, you know what? If I just pick up, they'll probably stop calling because I've done that too. Who hasn't done that? So he does pick up, and all he hears is static. The exact sound that he says sounds like his sleep recorder app picks up.
A freaking course.
And mind you, his sleep recorder app actually picks this noise up around 3 a.m. Remember, the witching hour. And after about a minute, the static cuts out. But then he hears something. He actually hears breathing, and it's faint. It's so quiet, he's not even sure what the hell he's listening to.
Okay.
And right when he's about to hang up, he hears, hello?
That was a question.
He said it was a small, flat whisper, and he panics. He hangs up, and he turns on every light in his apartment, closes all the curtains, and he stays up all night.
Turns on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I wouldn't be shocked, because he stays up all night, and he says he watches TV until sunrise.
Facts. I would do the same thing. I know, joke. Any of my coworkers that I work with that are listening, I texted a few of you and told you, Ale told me that tonight was going to be one of the worst episodes and it was going to mess me up and that I would probably be going to bed watching Mickey Mouse
Clubhouse.
So I think you guys
Not you clapping like that.
Trying to ignore the sleep paralysis demon, Mr. Dear David, behind me.
If you want to stay up all night, we can. But, so now he's saying it's starting to feel like it's not in his head anymore. And he says, if you look at each thing on its own, there's probably an explanation, right? But then when you put it all together, he doesn't really know how to make sense of it anymore. So he does the only thing he can think of. He's just going to continue to write everything down and record it and document it. So a few days later, he makes another decision. He's like, you know what? I'm going to move the chair, the green chair, out of my bedroom, and I'm going to put it into the living room to create distance. But he even says that he's not sure if that even really matters, because if this thing found him once, like, what's it stopping from finding him again?
Dude, I can't stop. I keep getting freaking chills.
I know. So now his thinking shifts. Maybe it's not the apartment. Maybe it's him. So he actually has a trip coming up to Japan. And he starts wondering, if he can make it to the trip, maybe this is all going to stop. He's like, you know what? Maybe if I just get away for the weekend, maybe it'll lose track of me. Or maybe it's me, right? Like, he's still trying to make sense of this. So he's like, I also need to get a break because it's been nonstop for weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. But before his trip, he's like, I'm going to install a camera in my living room and point it at the chair.
Why are you so... I mean, yes, but I mean,
yes,
if I set a camera up, as long as I knew I was going to be gone for a while, maybe I'd feel more comfortable watching it. I just don't know how I'd feel knowing that I am across the world, literally across the world. And all of a sudden, maybe I catch the chair just going, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Oh, but it does.
Of course it does. Why wouldn't it?
So he sets up the live feed and it runs 24/7. It's tracking movement, it tracks sound, right? And at first, nothing. Normal alerts, you know, the cats are running around. But then one night around 11 p.m., he gets a motion alert. He checks the footage. He sees nothing at first, but then he watches it again and he sees it. Watch the chair.
Oh, fuck no. And it's like, guys.
So you see it's rocking. So the chair is rocking. Okay. This green chair is rocking. Yeah, clearly it's rocking. Yeah. But he immediately rules out the obvious. He's like, no windows open, no breeze, nothing that could really explain it off. So what do you do with that then, right? He doesn't really know either. He turns the camera off and tries not to panic. But a half hour later, another alert comes on. But this time, It's not just a chair. There's something that falls off the wall.
Oh, get the fuck out.
Yes.
I mean, who knows? Maybe a subway shook it.
Could be, you know? Yeah. And he actually posted a photo of it. Like, he was like, oh, what fell off my wall was this, it was like a turtle shell that he got. I forgot where it was that he said he got it from, but it was just like a turtle shell and it fell. So that happens. And Then he starts getting alerts that there's movement again. And he notices that it's his cat. Maxwell, his cat, suddenly is freaking out, jumps over something like there's like something spooks him. But Adam says that he finds this weird because he was just trying to chalk it up to maybe there being a bug in the house. But he says, well, that's kind of strange because Maxwell actually loves bugs. Like, if anything, he would eat it. So he wouldn't really be scared by them. So whatever.
Question, though.
Yeah.
Where'd the green chair go? It's very clearly the same spot.
Oh, he must have moved it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was in Japan during all this.
Not yet. He hasn't left to Japan yet. Okay. This is like right before he leaves to Japan. This is all happening right before he leaves to Japan.
Yo, brother, you were filming all this while you were still here?
Yes. Like, no. He's probably either like out
I would have been.
I know.
Across the country.
Will say, I'm going to need an early flight.
I wouldn't have been leaving my cats in there either. I would have been saying, yo, I don't know who, but somebody needs to watch them. Not in the house. Take them there.
Okay. So, well, he still hasn't left to Japan yet, right? Okay. He does leave them. I think he does. Okay. He has a friend like come and watch the cats all that. Okay. So whatever Maxwell ends up seeing, right, and how he reacted is out of the ordinary to Adam. But then Maxwell starts sitting upright, looking around the room like he's tracking something or watching something. And he even says, like, I can't explain it. And that's where the footage ends of his cat. Like, you see him on his hind legs on the couch trying to, like, grab something with his hands, right? Like, in the air. And he says, like, Adam even says, he's like, things just feel off. Like, I just can't explain it.
Just a little.
Mm-hmm. And he, at this point, feels like something made its way into the apartment because he's like, what are my cats reacting to, right? So he originally was thinking, well, there has to be a logical explanation, right? And he's like, and he's tweeting that the nightmares he's been having have been very strange and that he would start seeing dark figures looking into his windows, even though he lives on the second floor. And before he heads on his trip to Japan, he goes to his usual coffee spot again and he passes that same warehouse. And when he does, he actually hears like a loud thump as he's passing. And so he gets curious because homeboy, like I said, has balls made out of titanium.
My boy's got
literally
balls of steel.
Balls of steel. He's like, you know what? He tweets. He's like, I'm too jumpy and nervous to look in the window, but he's like, I'm gonna prop my camera up and take a photo with it and then just run.
It sucks because right now, guys, I am yawning. But at the same time, all I keep thinking of is I don't want to go to bed after this. I want to stay awake. All I keep envisioning is what the hell I may see as I sleep tonight.
Stop. Don't think. It's okay. We'll watch something fun. Well, when he gets home, he looks at the photo. It wasn't anything really. As you can see, it's just like trash and like just a bunch of stuff. But he notices at the corner of the photo, it almost looks like a head and a face. That's similar, maybe looks like it's misshapen.
My God.
Yeah, you see that like vague shadow?
Yes.
It kind of looks smoky. Yeah.
I'll be honest. It looks literally very similar. What the fuck?
It looks like David.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, actually, it does. You're like, uh-huh. So after everything in the apartment and the warehouse, Adam leaves for Japan. And at this point, he's thinking maybe whatever's happening is tied to his apartment. You know, maybe the distance is going to fix it. And for, are you zooming in on the photo?
Yeah, I just figured I'd check.
It's fine.
A few things, you know.
So for a moment, it works. He says, you know, things are starting to feel good. He's not having any issues in Japan. He's actually having a great time. He thought, like, you know, maybe it was stress or the lack of sleep, his mind connecting things that maybe weren't there. Until he sees something while walking around in Japan.
Oh, that's great.
Now, this is just like a weird coincidence, okay? There's this like cylindrical statue with different figures on it. And there's one figure in this statue that catches his eye.
Let's see.
It's a small child that kind of looks like it has a dented head.
Mm.
Right?
I'll be honest. I'ma just say this one. Not connecting it.
Not connecting.
In my
okay.
opinion, not connecting. Here's yeah. why.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them kind of look a little warped, in my
right,
opinion.
Right.
And to be honest, if you're already kind of freaked out, you're gonna easily find.
That's what he was tweeting. He was like, you know what? Nothing's happened, but like he even tweets. He's like, I just found that really weird because he tried to even look up what this statue was about and he couldn't find anything about it. But he was like, oh, it reminded him of David. And that's when he kind of got a little freaked out. But he's like, you know what? It's probably nothing. He's like, it's probably because I'm freaked out of everything going on at home. He tweets the exact same thing that you're thinking. He brushes it off.
Honestly, the photo that he had taken, that one looks very similar.
Right,
to.
Right.
I mean, the shadow and everything, the whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I can see that.
You're like, the 98 things going on for sure. But the other two, let's focus on the two that aren't.
Yeah.
Let's focus on the two that aren't. Yeah. So he gets back home in one piece and he notices that Maxwell is a lot more talkative than usual. He also notices that he went through 2 light bulbs in a week in the hallway. Okay.
Damn.
But at this point, he's like, you know what? I'm gonna just leave it alone because he's just too tired to fix it. He's starting to have like weird electrical issues, like the TV's flickering on and off when he has it on. And
David is trying to set fire to your apartment, my
it's
guy.
It's Chucky. It's literally Chucky. And when he's in bed, he says he can actually see kind of like a faint light coming from the door leading to the hallway, like the front door.
Okay.
So he just goes on about his life until one of the mornings he couldn't sleep. And when he passes by the hallway door, he hears a faint scratching noise. And that shakes him up.
Yo, David, you don't clip your nails?
Because he couldn't push himself to look through the peephole, but instead he takes a photo of the peephole and he says he can faintly see the shadow of David. So he actually takes a photo and then somebody on Twitter actually draws it because somebody says like, I see it. And Adam even says like, oh, it's really hard to see, but there's like a faint figure there. So somebody draws it for people to understand what they should be looking at. But again, he's still saying, you know what? It's probably nothing. I'm probably just freaked out. I'm probably starting to see him everywhere.
Same thing with this. I'm kind of on that side, you know?
I know. Whatever you got to tell yourself, baby.
Okay. No. I'm telling you. Everything else is getting me.
I know. I get. No, but he's agreeing. He's like, you know what? It's probably just me.
That's exactly. I'm agreeing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And at this point, he's having friends come over to cleanse his house. He's actually having mediums and psychics like reach out to him because now it's viral on Twitter. Like we've got thousands of likes, of retweets. He's got comments. It's going viral. But still, David would be around. He was still experiencing really strange events in the apartment. So he even thought he saw him on the roof of the apartment building next to his at one point. And he started to have more vivid dreams about him. Where instead of him sitting in the chair, he was in the recliner chair in his room now. And in this dream, David gets out of the chair and starts shuffling towards Adam. And Adam somehow gets a hold of his phone in his dream and starts just taking photos. Because at this point, he thought, well, if he's going to try to kill me, I might as well have proof, right? In his dream. And he said by the time that David got close, he notices that David's eyes actually roll all the way behind his head. Where all you see is white. And then he wakes up. Now, Adam is shook. Okay, he is shook, capitalized shook. Mm-hmm. He actually looks at his phone, and there's actually photos that he did take last night.
Okay.
You can look at the next slide.
Yo, get the fuck out right now.
So you can vaguely see a small figure just sitting on the chair in his room, but it's dark. But you could see something, right? Like, you can kind of make something out.
Yeah, no shit. I can see it. It's clearly... What the...
And at this point, he really has no logical explanation for this.
You know my dad's going to kill you for this episode.
I know he's going to hate this episode. He's going to hate it. This isn't making any sense to him anymore. So after all this, Adam actually goes quiet for a while. And no joke, everyone's like asking him, checking in on him like, hey, are you alive? Everything okay? What's going on? And then he tweets. He says... For everyone asking, yes, I'm alive. I've been on the quiet side because there's something I'm trying to investigate. I'm not sure how to yet. I'd rather not tweet unless I have something substantial to share. So he goes on to explain that he lives in this duplex, like I said earlier, right? So he lives on the top floor of the duplex, right?
And he's investigating stuff.
Yes. And like I said earlier, he's an artist. So he actually even draws an example of how the building looks and where he lives.
Okay.
Right? Super good visual. And one day, he says that he hears a thump from his ceiling, and he thought that it was weird because he lives on the top floor. So he was like, it definitely wasn't the pipes. So he starts to think, is there a secret crawl space that he doesn't know about? He starts looking through his... I saw that you went to the next slide. He starts looking through his apartment, and he doesn't see anything, like no crawl space, no hatch door, nothing. Mm-hmm, so he checks his hallway. And he sees a crawl space on the ceiling over the staircase. So with it being so high, because obviously like the hatch door is like on top of the stairwell, and it's so high, there's no way he can really reach that without getting those big ass ladders.
Which I was going to say also means almost nobody else can.
Nobody else can. Right. Exactly. Well, long story short, he figures out that the crawl space can't lead directly to the opening of the roof, which he doesn't have access to either, because in his hallway, he actually has a skylight. So you can see in the photo that there's actually 3 feet of empty space between his ceiling and the actual rooftop.
Yo, what the fuck?
Yes. So over the next few weeks, he continues to hear strange noises coming from that space above his apartment before before the roof. And he starts to think, you know, maybe there's a raccoon up there, but he also finds it so odd that the door of his crawl space is also inaccessible because it's literally above the stairwell. So he gets curious and he puts on his balls of steel again.
What the fuck, man?
Because he feels the need to investigate. And by this point, he orders a long pole to see that if he can try and like open the hatch from the stairwell.
Yeah.
And while he was waiting for that to come on one night, while he was waiting for that to come in one night, he woke up because he heard this loud ass crash from the ceiling that he said it felt like someone dropped a bowling ball. And jeez, it was happening consistently, like even multiple times in a row. So he even notices at one point when he's walking up the stairs, like going about his day, that he notices there's dirt or debris on his staircase that's actually directly under where the hatch door is. Mm-hmm. So by this point, the pole comes in and he records himself going to see if the hatch door lifts up. And he's recording himself doing this, right? Because he's also like documenting this and people are asking questions and he's like, what is going on? I don't know. I'm going to check it out. He's kind of taking you on this journey with him, which makes it even spookier.
Yep.
So there's the video.
Mm-hmm.
And something falls out. Okay, so he lifts the hatch with the pole, right? It's a long-ass pole. And when he does, something falls out. And he's like, what the fuck was that? He goes to check, and it's this old-timey, like, child's shoe.
What the?
That's, like, worn out.
No.
Yes.
Stop this right freaking now. David, put your damn shoes back on and get out.
Tom doesn't want to hear it. So he asks his Landlord. I can't. That's too much. So he asks his landlord to check out the crawl space because he's like, something's going on up there. And I don't know what the hell's going on. So his landlord actually comes out.
Oh, I wouldn't tell my landlord shit.
I don't think he was. I don't think he told him like, hey, by the way, I think the apartment's haunted. Because he also doesn't want to feel crazy.
Well, I was also going to say, no offense to New York City landlords, but most of them are kind of sleazy.
Oh, yeah. They're like, ugh, what's going on?
Guys, there's a whole trend that if you rent a New York City apartment, it gets the landlord special where they just paint over fucking everything.
Yeah, they paint over everything.
And they just don't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't care.
So I also want to tell them because I'd be like, I mean, there's something happens to them, free rent.
Well, so he doesn't tell him exactly like the story that's going, but he says like, hey, something's up there.
I keep hearing that maybe there's an animal. I don't know.
Yeah, literally. Mind you, he's like, he probably sees his landlord and he's got the biggest bags under his eye. Yeah. He's like, so can you just like check to see what's going on up there? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but
I'm not going to follow you up there.
It sounds like somebody's up there.
You should definitely check it out.
Yes. So his landlord comes out. Brings a ladder and a flashlight, and when he goes to check, he sees nothing up there. But the only thing that he finds is a green, worn-out, odd-shaped marble. So he's like, okay. Oh, maybe it's this. Like, maybe, I don't know, something...
Dude, ain't no way that made all that noise.
I know, I agree.
That's like one of... Well, kids today probably don't play, but you remember
in
gym
class? Oh my God, what's the name of that? Yeah.
Marbles. Literally, it's called marbles.
I'm like, yo, what was the name of that game we used
to
play back
in the day?
You had
your shooter marble, and you would... It was kind of like a different version of pool, but you would try to get the marbles out of the
circle.
True,
yeah, that's so true. Well, it's interesting because he even tweets about, like, he starts looking up this marble, and he's like, well, you know, he's like, maybe I can find out when it was made or something, right? And he found out that, like, back in the day, they used to, I forgot exactly where, like, maybe the early 1900s, whenever they started making marbles, that they would actually, hand cut them, so that's why they were odd shaped. They weren't perfectly like cylinders.
Interesting.
Cylinders.
That's actually
circulars.
A really cool like historical fact.
Yeah, and so they kind of that's why they were kind of misshapen a little bit. Obviously now they have
sweet. Let's dive into the history of the marble for the rest of this episode.
You're like actually, I want to go down that route.
Let's go down that route.
Yeah. So some time goes on. It's December and he's really going through it. He's having bad dreams. He's having bad sensations. All of it. And he downloads an app that takes a photo every 60 seconds. And he's like, you know what? Let me see if this will capture something that I'm not seeing.
The amount of balls. I get you're wanting to know what's going on.
No, yeah.
At the same time.
Tom's like,
why are you just pushing your luck this much?
Hey, he's trying to make sense of it.
I get it, but I don't know.
No, I getcha.
Yo, I'd be, no joke, I wouldn't even care if, unfortunately, I wouldn't care if the apartment caught on fire. I'd be lighting sage, making sure it's on fire.
24/7.
Sticking my stick up to push that little hatch open, and I'd be yeeting that sage
up
there.
You'd be like, some incense?
Yeah,
no, for
like
real.
A Molotov, but instead it's sage.
It's sage, literally. So he downloads his app, and the next morning he wakes up and he has over 350 photos that were taken.
Oh,
but remember, it's taking a photo every 60 seconds,
right?
It's taking a photo every 60 seconds. Now, when he looks at the photos, most of them is him just sleeping in his bed. But he notices that a few of them stand out. Go ahead and look at your
side. I don't want to do it.
So, okay, look at the first one.
Yeah.
All right. It's
looks
just his room. You can see him laying in his bed. You see the recliner chair, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and look at the next one. Do you see anything that stands out?
Yo, get the...
Now, he sees this little... You sound like in the Blair Witch Project where she's like, I need you because
he's in the photo. Like, he literally in.
Yeah, so if you could see them. Okay, so for those of you who are listening, it's his bedroom. You can see Adam laying down, and there's this little figure in the dark, and it's kind of funky looking, but it appears on the recliner in his bedroom. And
it's funky
sitting there.
Looking. What do you mean it's funky looking? I mean, it's clear as day what it is.
Yes. So he's sitting there looking at Adam. And then the next photo, he's actually facing up at the ceiling. But then before you know it, he actually gets out of the chair and he makes his way to Adam. And in these photos, you see him moving across the room that he even gets to the point where he is standing on top of Adam.
Oh, shit.
And then you see him disappear. And then the rest of the photos is just Adam sleeping in his bed, right? But then Adam's like, he's looking through the photos. He sees all this. And the last photo in his camera roll from this, this stroll thing.
I'm so fucking scared.
Go ahead and look at it.
Oh, shit!
So the last photo in that camera roll, you don't even want to look back. So for those of you like are listening, it literally looks, in the last photo, it's just like, it's like a, okay, so it's still his bedroom.
Guys, that kid touched the fucking camera. He touched the phone.
He definitely touched the phone. Yes.
His whole head.
Well, it's like the corner of his head. It's like a small head with like stringy type hair. Okay. And you see what appears to be a malformed ear.
Okay.
If you want to look at it again.
Oh my God, yes. I don't like it.
So at this point, Adam is at a loss for words because he's also exhausted from the lack of sleep. He's not, he's like, it's so hard for him just, are you like, I know you're getting all
what
like,
the hell?
Okay. I know. Goosies. I'm like, you're like, goosies.
No.
Now you understand why I was freaked out last night.
No shit, man.
No, because I was putting the slides together for you. Yeah, I was putting the slides together for you. And then the slide, like, you know how you kept shuffling through the slides? And it's the same, obviously, it's the same photo set up because of, like, the bed. So you can actually see him moving. And it's freaky looking. Plus, that honestly, that photo with his stringy, like his hair.
Yeah,
and all
anyways,
that was freaky.
Keep moving.
Okay, so at this point, he's at a loss for words, right? He's exhausted. And with the holidays coming up, because this is in December, he's like, you know what? I'm going to go see my family for a few weeks. And he tweets that he's already feeling so much better, actually less foggy and tired. And so he does say that he started looking at new apartments at this point because he's like, the last few months have been too much for him. And he doesn't know what else to do. And he's like, you know what? Maybe it's the apartment. I need to get the hell out of here. So he leaves to Montana to go visit family. Everything is going all right. And during his time here, he said he's actually able to sleep. Like, he's having a good time. You know, it's the holidays. But something starts happening.
No.
While he's in Montana.
Adam, no. Stop.
He said he was noticing that there's movement outside the bathroom window at night. But he's not thinking much of it because he's in Montana. Most likely it's animals passing through.
Anyways.
Until one morning, he noticed... Like, he looks out the window and he noticed that there's some footprints in the snow that didn't really look like animal tracks. If anything, they look like small little footprints.
Of course they do.
You can go ahead on your slide. Now, also, mind you, and these photos that he takes, there's like maybe a foot or two of snow, but there's no other footprints around.
Yo, and I'm sorry. I grew up in the Midwest. These are like shuffling footprints. And not, I don't mean shuffling where you're dragging your feet. I mean, this kid or person or thing was taking very small steps.
Yes. Like maybe it's a little child.
Exactly, Ali.
But the thing that also blows my mind in this photo, there's another one. In this photo is the fact that there's no other, like, you know, my mind immediately goes
to... No, and that's clearly walking away footprints because that's the heel and you can see like where the front of the foot kind of steps
in. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, because one side is heavier than the other. Yeah.
Exactly.
But what was also freaking me out about this, because my immediate thought was like, oh, maybe, like, at this point, people are also like skeptical. They're like, is this like... Is he coming up with this or what's going on? But to me, I'm like, my logical sense is like, if let's say there's somebody out there like standing next to it, like faking these prints, then you would most likely see the
other
tracks. And this snow looks perfect. That should look like a baby's bottom. That's how smooth it looks.
I'm just saying now again, there's not, when it comes to trails like this, there's not really a way
Boy Scout
to
Tom
fake
here.
It. Oh, I wasn't even meaning
no,
Boy Scouts.
No, I know, but like Midwest
Tom here. I'm just meaning
Tom
growing
here.
Up in the Midwest, growing up around snow. Anyone that's ever tried, if you have tried, we used to play hide and seek growing up in the snow. And we would try to make those trails that threw everyone off,
right.
All of our friends. It doesn't work because you always end up making another trail. Even if you try to perfectly step back in your little hole and walk back, you're right. still making a trail back that shows that you walk back the opposite way.
Oh my God, if we have any like animal enthusiasts or who do hunting or tracking or whatever it is, look at these photos. And if there's an animal out there that you would think that could make this.
Go ahead and say that.
Yeah, let us know.
That would make me feel great.
Let us know. So what does Adam do? He puts on his balls of titanium.
Again, of steel go again. Figure.
No, at this point, Adam wears them 24/7. And he actually goes out to follow the tracks.
Adam!
Yes. And at this point, he's freaked out because he's like, dude, is this... Like, at this point, he's like, this could be nothing because I know I've been experiencing
could
this.
Could be nothing.
Yeah. But then he's also like, this is really strange. Like, no. Is Adam out? I mean, is
Did
Adam...
Did you ask
David,
any of your friends? Did you ask your family? No.
Is David out here? Okay. Right? So when he goes out to follow them, they just lead him to a random ditch. But he's like, you know what? That's it. Like,
yeah,
that's nothing
David
else comes
can probably
around.
Like jump in this ditch, and now he's back in New York. I don't freaking know.
So after Christmas, he flies back out to New York, and he says he feels like nothing really has changed. He can actually feel a presence in his apartment, and he can. It's like he can feel David.
No shit, buddy. He stood on your freaking bed.
He stood on top of him, it looked like.
Well, yeah.
So he even tweets saying that he feels like David's watching him from all corners in his room while he sleeps. Like, he just has a bad sensation. And he continues using the photo app. But for some reason, it actually stops working. And right before it stops working, it catches one photo.
Don't want to do
it. And on this particular night that this photo gets caught, okay, he even says he was having a horrible nightmare of David hovering over in the corner of his bedroom trying to talk to him, but his lips were moving really fast and he couldn't really understand what he was saying. But before he knew it, David goes and plummets straight into his chest. So he wakes up, you can look at the photo, he wakes up gasping and feeling sick, and he looks at the app and he sees that photo.
What are you looking at, Phoebe?
No, she's
oh,
just
okay,
shaking.
Okay.
Poor girl. She's like, I've got to pee.
What?
I know. Isn't that weird? So for those of you listening, it literally looks like it's like something in motion, but it looks like it's directly falling on top of him. And it definitely looks like a figure. You can even see like an arm and a hand and like a weird.
Guys, it literally looks, I will say from my perspective, the face, and I think it's just because it's dark and everything, it looks kind of like Al from Al's Toy Barn, if he shaved his beard and mustache, was hovering above this guy.
Yeah, and it, like the motion, like it looks like it's like falling on
it
him.
It looks
yeah.
like Carl Weezer hovering above this guy.
So after this, he doesn't update Twitter until mid-January. Now, this happened the day after Christmas, like
damn,
December 26th, yeah. And he actually said that after that night in that dream, that things had actually stopped to an extent.
Oh, great, because David's inside you.
He was feeling way better, and then he had been in a long time and was able to start actually getting sleep. He's got a lot more energy. But he did notice that there were small, strange things happening in the meantime, but nothing compared to what he's been experiencing. The things that were happening, he was saying like time was moving pretty fast and he didn't really remember most of it. So like an hour would pass and he'd be like, well, I don't remember this hour passing, but okay. Or he'd ask someone to repeat what they said and they would respond saying like, oh, I didn't say anything. So it's like strange little things like that. But at this point, he's like, dude, you know what? I'm feeling better. I'm gonna just keep riding this wave, because he just wanted to put all this behind him. Like, he's tweeting this. He's like, honestly, like, I just want to put all this behind him, behind me. So one Sunday, he's going to go tweet to update everyone on what's been going on. And he notices that he's been getting a ton of mentions on Twitter. And people are tweeting at him that something he posted on Instagram on his story the day before was off, that it was weird. So he's like, what are you guys talking about? He goes back to check his story, and it's just photos of him and a friend going out to eat for brunch. Nothing really out of the ordinary, just your typical story. And then he posts another one with his friend, and it comes out super distorted, but only his face comes out distorted. And it almost looks like a glitch.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, like, but it's on his face only. And it looks super creepy, though. Because, like, you see what it does to his eyes?
Yeah.
Like, his eyes are
creepy. It makes one of the eyes look really, really weird.
Yeah. Even like his face is like droopy or something. It's yeah, so just creepy in that looking. One
little section.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But at this point, he's like, you know what? It's probably he literally says, he's like, I don't care anymore, because he just wants to go back to normal and things have been looking up. So he ignores it. He's like, whatever, just a weird coincidence. And as time goes on from this, his cat Maxwell is still doing the meows at the door at night, but it's happening now around 3 a.m. When he posts it to Twitter, it's literally at this timestamp at 3 a.m. And he actually tweets a few weeks later, please don't worry about me. I'm okay. Everything will be okay like it was before. And on March 12th of 2018, he makes his last tweet about David. For everyone asking if I'm alive, I'm doing okay. It's been pretty quiet around here lately and I've been trying to focus on work. Of course, I'll keep you updated if anything strange happens, but for now, I'm just staying busy with drawing and other projects. And that's the last we hear about David.
What the fuck?
Yes. So from what I could find, he actually never really talks about it again. Ever again since 2018. So since his last tweet. He has mentioned it vaguely over time. And that's what I posted, like some of the videos that he had posted about his cats at like 3 a.m. Literally just, what is it? Meowing at the door like yeah. They used to, but it's actually happening around 3 a.m. So he mentions it vaguely as time goes on, like over the years, but he never really says anything else. Like not what else happened, what if anything else did happen afterwards. Like he just doesn't talk about it till this day. He's mm-hmm. like, no, it really is true, because there are a lot of skeptics out there. They're like, no, he's also a creative and a storyteller, and he loved, you know, he also does horror comics, so they kind of try to bunch that up. But then I'm also like, then you could say that about everything. Dude, then nothing's
I'm
true.
I'm gonna just say, if this was all made up,
you're like, round well of applause.
Freaking done.
Well done.
Because that was scarier than almost any movie. Actually, yeah. Was scarier than any movie I've ever watched. I've watched documentaries. I've watched Nuke's awesome. Top 5 left and right. It's very rare.
It's spooky.
That anything
yeah.
gets to me.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
It's very rare that anything gets to me. It's very rare.
I know. So we'll really never know unless he says like, oh, yeah, the more of this stuff happened or whatever. But till this day, he's like, no, you know what? This is literally, he says that this is true. Like, he's like, I don't, like, this is exactly what. And I also feel like, imagine if this were happening to you, the last thing you'd want to do. Well,
just
one,
keep talking about
is
it.
Keep talking about it. Yes. And then second, you're probably getting people online that are also like, well, that's not true. And it's like, you're like, damn, invalidating my ass. Like, I literally just had this experience. But in 2023, there was a movie made based on the Dear David story. Yeah. But the movie is a bit different from the actual story. I mean, it's like similar in the concept. But there are people that say that the story is scarier than the movie, which I saw the trailer and I would agree more so, because I mean, I even pulled a movie description here. So it says here online, after responding to internet trolls, a man becomes haunted by the ghost of a dead child named David, based on the viral Twitter thread by BuzzFeed comic artist Adam Ellis. So in the movie, it seems like we kind of have an idea of like where David comes from, why David's even haunting him, all this stuff. And we learn more. But I don't know. Even the trailer, I'm like, meh. I haven't seen it. I've never seen it, though. I've never seen it before.
We're not watching this.
But I will say it's got really bad reviews online. Like, it's terrible. But I'll tell you why I think... Why I theorize it has terrible reviews. Not only that, it does suck, but also why it got terrible reviews, it didn't help, is that he actually made a statement in an article stating that he was actually never consulted or paid for the movie. So in this article on the LGBTQ Nation site written by Daniel Villarreal, he says, it's legal. BuzzFeed owns everything you make there. They initially sold the project to an entertainment company named New Line, and I was supposed to get money when the movie was made. I had a contract for the New Line project, but they eventually dropped it and assumed it was dead. I had long quit my job at BuzzFeed. A couple years later, I was informed they had regained rights and sold the movies to Lionsgate, and it was going into production in a week. I was never consulted or paid for this new project, which again is legal because BuzzFeed owns everything you do. It sucks, but it's all technically above board. And even in the article, it says, in separate posts, Ellis revealed that he has never seen the film. And I do remember this. Okay. He actually posted a photo of himself wearing a t-shirt that had an image of the movie title, right, of Dear David's title card, with a low rating of 11% from Rotten Tomatoes. Hilarious. Yes. And so it's got really bad reviews. And I also wonder if, like, that's also why it's got bad reviews, because they didn't really credit the creator.
I was going to say, yeah. To be fair, for those of you that don't know, BuzzFeed, I would say shortly after COVID, mm-hmm. and even a little during COVID, I feel like that's where they started going downhill, because so many creators were either leaving BuzzFeed to start their own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were realizing how much of their, what is it called? IP? Intelligent property?
You're talking about like the people who actually were making the stuff?
Yes.
That was, I know. Yes.
A lot of them were finding out how strict the contracts were and how things were actually done, to where it didn't sound a certain way, but technically on paper, it was actually a different way, to where you didn't have access or rights. And then I think there was even some creators that came out later on that were like, I technically can't make any other content because according to my contract.
Certain things, Well, that's the thing too, that a lot of the creators that are really notorious, like, are a big BuzzFeed face, essentially. What's crazy too is that they started realizing that they could make a lot more money if they were just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Because they got a lot of notoriety and also fame from the public as well with BuzzFeed, for sure. I mean, obviously, but that's the thing. Like, they were like, wow, I can actually be getting paid even, I can actually be making more money doing all this stuff that I'm already working for BuzzFeed doing, and I could just do it for myself. So there's a lot of creators that have left that were kind of like BuzzFeed originals, I guess I would say. Like the OG gang. I mean, you remember the Tasty videos.
I was thinking the Unsolved.
The Unsolved, BuzzFeed Unsolved. And that's still going on. But I'm sure, but I know that there was some years where there was breaks. And I'm like, I wonder if that had anything to do with certain contracts and making sure certain creators get paid. I mean, we've seen it over time too. Like some people, even on like TikTok, for instance, right? I remember when like TikTok was first kind of like popping off and everybody was doing the dances, and then everybody thought that, I forgot the name of that, the main girls that were kind of associated with TikTok at the beginning, the D'Amelios or something. Yeah, so apparently the dances that they were doing were not originally their dances. Like they copied it from a little girl that was doing the dances like at a basketball game or something. But they never credit her.
Well, I was gonna say that, and a lot of what people found out, a lot of the creators that became really famous on TikTok, unlike Vine, I don't believe Vine had where you could pay to boost anything.
Right.
And TikTok did from like the get-go.
Yeah.
And a lot of the famous creators had parents that had deep, deep pockets.
Also, it was so cheap to buy stuff back then compared to now.
Yeah. They would spend so much money to boost these posts.
Right.
So now you have somebody getting millions and millions of views, and now
just
a little tiny drop in their tank.
Yeah.
Boom.
And so, so it's got really bad reviews online. I don't know if you want to watch it. We can if you don't.
No.
You're like, I don't ever want to talk. But he does. He made a funny tweet. He made a funny TikTok. And it's so funny because he was like, when I remember my old apartment was haunted by the ghost of a kid with a dented head, and then BuzzFeed made a movie about it after I quit. So he's like joking about it and all that. But I mean, so he's so talented, guys. Like, if you guys want to go follow him or just look at his comics, they're so funny. His username is actually at Adam Tots. So T-O-T-S. It's so funny. But that is the creepy-ass Dear David story, friends. Yeah. What you thought? You had a good time?
No.
You hated it?
Yeah. This was the
it was terrible.
Toughest. I don't struggle to get through these things, but that...
That was rough.
Some of them freaked me out. Don't get me wrong. A lot of them, like the Cuban.
You're talking about that one. Listener
yes,
story
the listener
submission we got? Yeah.
And listener, you know who the hell you are. That was messed up of you to send that in. All these different stories that we've gotten, even some of the stuff we've covered, like it hits me certain times.
I know.
Where
I know.
I'm like, you know, I think I need a cleanser,
a palate cleanser. Yeah.
But this. I don't even think I need a palate cleanser. I need a whole ass reset.
You're like, I need a break.
I can't even go to sleep.
We were on a break.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate you for showing up every week, baby. You know, this is what you got to put up with. You married into. Because if we didn't have the podcast, I'd just be telling you this in bed. And you'd be like, that's it. Stop. Tell me in the morning.
I did used to do that.
Yeah, it's guys, that.
Anyone that didn't listen to the very, very first episode we released introducing us, literally I talk about when we first met, Ale would go to sleep asking, can I watch a YouTube video? Can I watch a movie?
It'd be like spooky stuff.
Can I listen to this episode? Sure, I don't care. As she's going to sleep, it was always slasher and death and killed this person.
Haunting.
And then he was eating this.
Historical
and I was like, oh my goodness, this is what you go to bed?
Hey, I don't do that anymore because I consume a lot of it during the day now.
To be completely honest, guys, I had the same reaction Ted did when he opened up Mark Wahlberg's laptop in the movie where he's like, there's so much porn. It was that, but obviously true crime. And that was
and
exactly.
Spooky stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
and
so
I
true.
Was just like, what? Am I in danger?
No, we used to go to sleep. Well, not go to sleep watching it, but before bed, we would watch Nuke's Top 5. We mentioned him before in other episodes, but it's pretty much like this. It's you go on YouTube, it's insane, but if you go on YouTube, it's pretty much this guy that posts up photos that people submit of like spooky paranormal encounters that they find. And it's like videos and photos from all over the world. So that's also what makes things even creepier is when it's documented and you're hearing from like real life people that are saying, hey, this is what I saw. Or how can you explain this? It is just so creepy.
10 out of 10 recommend to go watch that stuff too.
Yeah.
Especially at night. My roommate and I did it one time after Ale introduced us to it. And no joke, he and I had an apartment where both of us were in opposite sections of the whole entire hotel, the apartment. And I remember we both heard noises and then we instantly were texting each other like, do you just want to sleep like in the family room together? Because this is sketchy.
Yeah, no, it is spooky. But you know, it's so funny because I just love being spooked. I can't even describe it. Like, I guess maybe it's like a little adrenaline thing. I'm not an adrenaline
like
junkie.
That.
Yeah. No, and you know what's funny? At the same time, I'm like, oh my God, that was so scary. But I'm like, oh my God.
You and I have different adrenalines so that we go after.
No, literally. I'm over here like, I want to dive into like a juicy story, like either a historical haunting or I just want to learn about something that's like fascinating or whatever. Yeah, I know.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed
it.
I'm gonna have to snip out your faces and some of the reactions because you. I wish I could record from the angle that I can see him in because he was like he looked like Happy Feet in his chair. No joke. Thank you for joining us today on Macabre Mondays. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you know more about today's episode or caught a detail we might have missed, let us know.
And honestly, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a story that's strange, sinister, or downright spooky, doesn't matter how small you may think it is, send it our way. You can email us at macabremondayspodcast@gmail.com or head over to macabremondays.com and submit your story. Yours just might be featured in an upcoming listener episode.
Follow us on social media by searching Macabre Mondays for photos of today's episode, updates, and a little extra spooky fun. We'll see you next Monday for another sinister, strange, and spooky episode. Stay tuned. More mystery is just around the corner. But until then, stay curious and stay safe, friends.
Extra safe.
Extra
sleep with
safe.
Both eyes bolt. Sleep with both
Turn
eyes
on the
open.
Lights. Turn on the lights.
Deuces.
Bye.